When it comes to living a healthy lifestyle, we often think first about diet and exercise. But a researcher at Utah State University is looking at the psychological aspects of healthy living and exploring the mental barriers that keep people from living the way they want. I spoke last week with Spencer Richards, a PhD candidate in clinical counseling and school psychology at the Emma Eccles Jones College of Education and Human Services at USU. Richards is recruiting volunteers to take part in a group study that will help young people make healthy lifestyle decisions. Here's part of our conversation.
So we're working with young adults that are overweight, struggling with weight. So there's a height to weight ratio that you have to qualify within, but basically young adults that are 18 to 30 years old that are struggling with weight. And so for folks that weight's an issue for them, gets in the way of living life the way they want. They don't have to be students, but any young adults in the community.
And in this research, why do you focus specifically on young adults?
Well, the hope is that by intervening early with these young adults, we can kind of alter the trajectory of healthcare and health decisions and the consequences that they end up experiencing from overweight and obesity.
Interesting. And no doubt obesity tends to lead to more lifelong problems.
Sure, yeah. There's a lot of research that has, you know, existed for lots of years about lots and lots of health problems, both medical and mental health problems associated with overweight and obesity, things like type 2 diabetes, things like cardiovascular problems, certain forms of cancer, lots and lots of stuff. So, you know, the hope is that by developing interventions specifically targeted for young people, that we can hopefully implant some knowledge and put some skills in place to prevent those problems from developing later on in life.
What is unique about this group compared to typical kinds of weight loss groups or programs?
What's unique about this group is it's not a program, it's not a diet, it's not a plan. It's a way of hoping to try and help people relate to eating differently, to understand what their relationship to eating and food is, what eating does for them, all the reasons that they eat that are potentially problematic for things like escaping painful emotions or eating to kind of self-medicate. The hope in this group is to highlight some of those things, to try and bring those things to light, to recognize what's getting in the way and what makes these decisions so hard to make. I mean, I don't know that I've ever worked with somebody who didn't really, really want to change even when they weren't changing. And it's really tough to make these lifestyle decisions stick. And part of what we're aiming to do is to put some skills in place, to provide information, to help folks to recognize why those things haven't been sticking, and to give them some tools to get around those barriers. We're not nutritionists, we're psychology students and psychologists. So that's really our area of focus, is looking at the psychological barriers to making changes like this. We talk ourselves out of going to the gym. We talk ourselves out of eating in a way that we know is healthier for us. And we do that for lots and lots of reasons, right, that seem really important and meaningful in the moment, and then end up keeping us stuck in these cycles of weight gain and loss and perceived failure of why can't I make these things stick. And so the hope is that what we can try and do is to look at what are some of these barriers, what are the reasons that I'm overeating, and how can we unhook from some of those patterns and start to make more mindful and thoughtful decisions. We don't talk about this kind of stuff, and if I had a nickel for every client who sat down in front of me and said, I never talked about this before, or I didn't know anybody else struggled with this kind of stuff, or I thought it was only me that thought like this. That's really the power of getting a group like that, is where folks can interact with one another and recognize they're not alone in the kind of struggle they're working with.
And you can contact Spencer by calling 435-915-6201 or by email at usuweightstudy@gmail.com. I'm Matt Jensen, reporting for Utah Public Radio.